This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1596. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 22nd, Afghanistan, Anguilla, Australia, Bhutan, Canada, Cyprus, Czechia, Ethiopia, North Korea, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Peru, Puerto Rico, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, Taiwan, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More monitoring of Radio Afghanistan, one of the prime DX targets since it's appeared on 7200, with English at 1530 and Urdu at 16 to 1630 UT. Derek Lynch in Ireland tells us it's putting in quite a good signal daily. The audio quality is excellent. The signal clashes with hams in the same band. Afghanistan is the source of interference to them. There is an Afghan news bulletin followed by international news, often focused on Pakistani politics and policy. Much of the Afghan news is about development projects in health, welfare, or education. The broadcast on December 20th features a story about Kabul's biggest ever supermarket. The two news bulletins are followed by Afghan music some days. There is an abrupt end to English at 1550, but it is regular and very easy to listen to in comfort, if the hams are quiet, and if you're in Ireland or elsewhere in Europe. Those in Western North America are also able to hear it, but with more effort. Don Moman in Alberta was listening on the very same date at 1530 UT, and IDEA's National Radio of Afghanistan mentioned the 49-meter band where they used to be. He says the signal was strong enough, but audio not too easy to understand and with some polar flutter. English news ran past 1540, then some music, and back to more news. And more music after that, past 1600, when it was no longer in English. Some hams were zero beat, and also up around 7202, which were not helping. If you do hear English, definitely during that half hour, you can be pretty sure it's Afghanistan, but there's something else on the frequency. Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia was also monitoring on that date and is sure he was hearing Afghanistan. The other station listed is Sudan. It's been on 7200. We often hear it in their mornings and our evenings, but in Western North America, it's also possible by long path in our mornings. Ron Howard in California was getting what seemed to be the other station primarily rather than Afghanistan. Bruce Portzer in Seattle checked his WIN radio recording and says there may have been three stations on 7200 on slightly different frequencies by a few hertz. The next day, Walt Salmaniv in BC, as early as 1452 UT, was getting three carriers on the display, one of them very close to 7200, the other is a little bit lower. And Mauna Rigela in Finland also reports on this, that one of them was Eritrea. IDing at 1500 UT, station in Arabic also, that would be Sudan, and Afghanistan signed on earlier than scheduled at 1510 with English starting at 1530. It was Afghanistan on precisely 7200. On any frequency where there's Eritrea, you may also find Ethiopia involved in their radio war, jamming each other. At 15 UT, Voice of Democratic Alliance is carried by Ethiopia. So Eritrea might be jamming, or vice versa. However, to complicate matters further, Wolfgang Büchel in Germany says Eritrea and Ethiopia are usually hopping somewhere between 7110 and 7185, but very seldom up as high as 7200 in Germany. He usually hears Sudan on 7200 from 1400 UT. Ron Howard in California reports that Radio Simban in Australia has resumed their longer schedule on 2368.5 first heard December 20th, as late as 1415 UT. Back in August, they abbreviated their schedule to close down at 1200, playing Greek music as usual, presumably 500 watts or less. Not only December 20th, but on the 21st, he heard them until 1455 with a stronger signal. Mike Terry forwards a tweet from Deborah Steele of ABC News in Melbourne, December 16th, that Radio Australia has increased shortwave broadcasts to Papua New Guinea during the political crisis. An extra frequency, 17750, between 0930 and 17 UT. Although Radio Australia already has very good coverage of Papua New Guinea right next door. The political crisis is, who is PNG's rightful leader? Something we've not heard anything about on Western media, but according to Australian Network News via Artie Bigley. Last week we had several reports of the Bhutan Broadcasting Service reactivated on 6035 with a high-power transmitter. And that's continued to be reported. However, breaking just a bit too late to include last week was news of a second frequency from Bhutan also being heard, 5030, first reported by S. Hasegawa in Japan. It was December 15th from about 10:30, and with an English ID at 1500 just before signing off. That was also being monitored in California by Ron Howard. He says reception was decent and it's an excellent frequency choice since Sarawak closed down that frequency in the middle of the year. Initially, they appear to be testing different power levels on these two frequencies and they were not always on the air. Via BCDX, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka reported they were using their 30-kilowatt transmitter, the old one, on 6035.048, December 15th from 10:50 until sign-off at 1500. And they were using the newer 100-kilowatt unit on 5030 at the same time. 6035 was also heard at 0125 UT. When on the air, the two frequencies appear to be parallel. Ron Howard says 5030 was off the air December 17th through 20th. And Mauno Riitala in Finland heard from BBS that 6035 will be on the 50-kilowatt transmitter and 5030 on the 100 with tests. They'll be starting their second channel from the 1st of January. Because of Yunnan PBS China co-channel on 6035, the better frequency over here is 5030. Ron Howard in California was hearing it on the air again December 21st when they signed off at 1406. Harold Sellers, now living in British Columbia, of the Ontario DX Association, tells us he's been appointed QSL manager for the shortwave station in Calgary, Alberta, CFVP on 6030, and also for their much more powerful medium wave 1060, CKMX. Reports may be sent by postal mail. Their address is, of course, appearing in the new DX Listening Digest, number 11-51, or via email to qslcalgary@gmail.com. The Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation has a little external service, at least it's via the shortwave transmitters they allow BBC to use in their country, no doubt as a perk of that arrangement. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at 2215 to 2245 on 9760, 7220, and 6135. I ran across them on the lower frequency on Saturday, December 17th at 2235, when there was nothing but music until the end of the broadcast cut off at 2244. Alan Rowe in the UK was listening to the same broadcast on 9760 a bit earlier. At 2220, there was a radio play or serial in progress with goat or sheep sound effects in the background. But on Sunday the 18th, Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, tuned in at the beginning of the transmission, 2214 on 9760, and was hearing nothing but an open carrier, no modulation for half an hour. annual reminder to look for special extended broadcasts or possibly reactivations of shortwave stations not usually on the air on Christmas Eve and or New Year's Eve. Mike Barraclough in England says, thanks to a tip from Nick Rank, hearing a pirate station on 2458.3, IDing at 2142 UT as Radio Bilahora, which is a pirate in the Czech Republic. That was reported by Alan Pennington. And then Mike Barraclough says that Radio Bilahora plans a New Year's Eve broadcast, December 31st, starting at 1600, not clear whether that's local time or UT, on 2458.3. From December 14th to 18th, Anguilla was off the air from its night frequency, 6090, giving us a chance to hear the other stations on that frequency without all that interference. Anguilla did continue in the daytime on 11775. For example, December 15th at 0344, I was hearing Amhara State Radio in Ethiopia. Also heard by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, the next day, December 16th, signing on at 0256. Suddenly, on December 19th, everyone wanted to listen to the voice of Korea after they finally put out news that Kim Jong-il had died 2 days earlier. The home service was just as interesting to hear as the external service, but for those who prefer to listen in English, Dave Kenny put together their current English schedule. Each broadcast lasts somewhat less than an hour. He sent this to the British DX Club group. At 01 UT, 7220-9345, 9730, 11735, 13760, and 15180. Those are to Asia and the Americas. At 02 to Asia, 13650 and 15100. At 03 to Asia, 7220-9345, 9730. At 1000 to Asia and America, 6185, 6285, 9335, and 9850. At 13 and 15 UT to Europe and America, 7570, 9335, where we hear it best, 11710, 12015. At 16 to Mideast and Africa, 9990 and 11545. At 18 to Europe, 7570 and 12015, the same at 2100. And in between at 19 to Mideast and Africa, 7210, 9975, 11535, and 11910. Most of the broadcasts also have a feeder frequency, which is sometimes on the air, 4405 or 3560. Harold Frogen, Michigan, was listening to VOK before the news came out and had noted that many of the English broadcasts were missing already on December 17th, and some still were a few days later. That might have been a tip-off that something important had happened. The website of Radio New Zealand International says the mailbox is taking a festive break and will be back on January 23rd. But you can still listen to the last two editions from November 27th and December 11th via www.rnzi.com. You can usually hear a heterodyne it causes around 06 UT on 6090 to Anguilla, but while Anguilla was off, we heard FRCN Kaduna, Nigeria, December 17th at 2225 in a tonal African language, presumably Hausa, the one scheduled from Kaduna. It went off at 2300, uncovering Brazil also on that frequency. And Nigeria also reported by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, December 16th, signing on at 0432 on 6089.87. At least two houses in Enid are running Christmas sound and light shows by transmitting the music on a low-power FM frequency, 89.5 and 99.9. Of course, you couldn't hear them if you're any further than I am, but you might check your local FM band for otherwise inexplicable Christmas music. Speaking of which, seasonal greetings from World of Radio, number 1596. much more at our website, worldofradio.com. Look for the archive of DX Listening Digest, especially. Our thanks this week for financial support to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina for a check in the mail marking the winter solstice to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. And so far, we have two more to thank, whom I'll be mentioning in weeks to come. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In the Condish list, a discussion about a Peruvian station which has changed frequency by 5 kHz, and it's the new one, Radio JPJ, JPJ in Lima, which activated a few weeks ago on 3360, but now they're on 3355, says Miguel Castellino in Argentina as of December 12th. Ernesto Palero in Argentina was hearing them before O100 UT when they were playing indigenous or altiplano music. Arnaldo Slein says they were putting in a weak signal at 0945 when it was already after local sunrise in summer Buenos Aires. Finally, Jose Luis de Vicente in Colombia says this is OAW4WIVE in Lima, 3355. You can compare what you're hearing on that frequency with their web stream, which may be delayed up to a minute, via www.radiojpj.com. In PlayDX, Saverio De Chan in Italy reports hearing the Puerto Rican station on 1660 WGIT, December 12th at 0320. IDing not only as Radio Voz Canovanas, but also with their new slogan, Notiluz 1660. Radio Slovakia International may have given up shortwave on its own, but a reminder that it's still available via WRMI 9955. There's a Spanish broadcast at 1430 to 15 UT, currently scheduled only on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. There's usually some Cuban jamming, but not full bore. You can still hear Slovakia if you're fortunate. Also scheduled Monday through Saturday at 10:30 and daily at 0330 to 04 in Spanish. And also in English, there is one broadcast, UT Tuesday through Saturday at 0130. Strangeness from Spain. Paul Crankshaw in Scotland reported hearing Radio Nacional de España on 770 at 2314 UT December 15th. To the medium wave circle, Mauricio Mulano replied promptly, "Yes, that is my local transmitter in Cáceres. Some technical problem. They were 4 kHz off frequency. Finally corrected it back to 774 the next day at 0830. Radio Exterior de España has a Portuguese broadcast Monday through Friday at 1830 to 19 UT. I suppose it's mainly intended for Africa, but it's on all REE frequencies at that hour, which are mainly in Spanish before and afterwards, including the very strong relay via Costa Rica to North America, 17850, where I heard it December 15th. Also heard in Brazil by Jorge Freitas on 17715 and other frequencies. He says, "I don't understand why they're doing it at that hour, which is not good for Brazilian listeners." Mike Terry forwards news from the Alex Anderson alternator in Sweden that there will be another 200 kilowatt very low frequency transmission Christmas Eve. 17.2 kHz from Grimeton Radio SAQ, starting at 0800 UT, although they'll start tuning up at 0730. And this time they offered a QSL to info@alexander.in.se. On December 15th at 1320 on 7580, I was hearing a woman speaking 8 tonal syllables separated by pauses. According to the Alki listing, this is Ching Ching Guangbo Jiantai with so-called random numbers. It's 10 kilowatt non-directional from the Kuanyin site in Taiwan in the H3E mode, which means single sideband full carrier without specifying which sideband is suppressed and I did not notice. Full schedule for this half-hour broadcast on 7580 at 05, 16, 12, and 1300. Also on 7688 at 07 and 08, on 9557 at 02 and 03, on 9570 at 04, and on 7553 at 09 and 1330 UT. I assume it has something to do with intelligence. If the numbers are really random, the whole thing is pointless disinformation. Thanks to regular band scanning, I often turn up some abnormalities, such as December 20th at 1332, I'm hearing Voice of Turkey in English on the unscheduled frequency of 17715. And it's quite a good signal, much better than we ever can hear it on 12035, which is where they're supposed to be. Unfortunately, they woke up at the transmitter site at 1343 and turned off 17715, and then we could barely hear it on 12035. I assume they had just forgotten to change frequency before 1330 from the previous broadcast in German. However, checking the schedule, that was supposed to be on another frequency, 17755. So not only were they on too late, they were on the wrong frequency in the first place. BBC World Service is having to move out of Bush House, where it's been since 1941, to another location in London. And there are two special broadcasts. Goodbye to Bush House on the World Service. Mike Barraclough and Chrissy Brand give us some of the scheduling. This may apply to only one particular stream of the World Service, the one they can hear in the UK, and there may be other times, or you may need to find it on demand. But the times they give are Saturdays, December 24th and 31st at 19:05, Sundays the 25th and 1st at 11:05 and 22:05, and Mondays the 26th and 2nd at 02:05. In the Shortwave Sites group, Kai Ludwig in Germany observes that BBC is still running a European service on shortwave from Wufferton on 6195 at 14 to 17 UT in Dari, Pashto, and Farsi. Quite an oddity. Seems like a kind of an unofficial domestic service, little publicized, perhaps being run under the camouflage of a test. According to HFCC listings, the target of this broadcast is not what you would expect for the languages, Afghanistan and Iran, but England, France, Central Europe, Morocco, and Algeria. And it appears to be the only remaining analog BBC transmission to Europe. These appear to be excerpts of Iran and Pakistan programming. Kai says, the only possible audience I can imagine are expats, but this still leaves the question why BBC World Service, in this particular case and only this very special case, still considers shortwave a suitable distribution platform in Europe. NBCDX, Rolf Ladusch in Germany, via ADX, was hearing Radio Farda in Persian on 15080, December 3rd at 1420, an unlisted frequency from what transmitter site? Wolfgang Büschel has figured it out. It's Wufferton, UK, originating on 15410, but leaping over another Wufferton transmission relaying Poland on 15245. This report from bbgwatch.com on December 20th. Victor Ash, a member of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, has called for keeping open the radio broadcasting facility on U.S. territory that is capable of transmitting shortwave to China. He also called for reforms in the way the federal agency in charge of U.S. international broadcasting operates. His statement has been released as a personal wish list for 2012. It's unprecedented for a member of the BBG, since these presidentially appointed officials usually do not express their misgivings about how their agency is being managed. But he's become an outspoken critic of the permanent BBG bureaucracy in charge of planning day-to-day operations of U.S. international broadcasting. In fact, he has even visited the Greenville transmitting site named for Edward R. Murrow. As we've reported, two low-power, narrowband FM relays of Dallas-Fort Worth stations on the 11-meter band have been widely heard. 25910 and 25990 from WBAP and KSCS. Via George Thurman, Mark Sills in Dallas says, if you don't hear them for a while, they're moving from their old studios in Arlington, Texas, to downtown Dallas at Victory Plaza. They have joined a new radio group. I'll let you know when they're resuming transmission. However, Al Muick in Pennsylvania was still hearing them December 21st at 1643. These are often referred to as STLs or studio transmitter links, but that is wrong. They are IFB, meaning interruptible feedback transmitters. Now some information about changes in World of Radio shortwave scheduling. Last week, our WBCQ broadcasts on 7490, scheduled for Thursday at 2230, instead ran half an hour earlier at 2200, December 15th. No one's explained it, but I assume that was probably a mistake, but just in case, tune in at 2200, as well as 2230 on Thursdays. Also last week, we were back on Area 51, 5110, via WBCQ as time was available, UT Monday at 0330, following Larry Will's free radio live show at 0300, which he said is fortnightly. You can check the schedule for Area 51 each weekend to see whether we'll be on it and what else will be aired, www.worldmicroscope.com. WRMI has an updated program grid on their website dated December 13th, showing a number of World of Radio broadcasts have been replaced by other programming because, primarily, they now are relaying Radio Marti programming 3 hours a day on Monday through Friday at 1200, 2300, and the following UT days at 0400 UT. So here are the remaining World of Radio times on 9955, Friday at 06, Saturday 09, 16 and 18:30, Sunday 09, 16:30 and 18:30. But there are still seven more times on the WRMI schedule when they're webcasting only. All morning December 20th and maybe all day, WWCR1 was on the wrong frequency, 7465 instead of 15825. KJES New Mexico has been off frequency for years, but now Artie Bigley forwards a notice of violation to them from the FCC dated December 14th. They're too far off frequency beyond tolerance. 170 million Americans for public broadcasting are pleased that Congress passed and the President signed into law $445 megadollars of funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in fiscal 2012. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 20th, ANK indices 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux rising erratically from 120 December 24th to 130 by January 9th. An unsolicited testimonial from Tony in southwest London. Your broadcasts are akin to poetry, with a reassuring rhythm, much like BBC Radio 4's shipping forecast. I can only imagine all the hours it takes to collate the info. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1596.